show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And as usual, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we have a special guest in the studio with us tonight. His name is Gardner Goldsmith. He is the host of Against the Grain, which is a show that airs here locally in New Hampshire on one of our local affiliates, actually up in New London, WNTK. You're the five-day-a-week, weekday, I guess you're the midday shift guy, basically.
Indeed. They release me every Saturday and Sunday. They let the chains out so that I can go out, gather more information, and shake the bushes and try to get the socialists out of there.
Well, I figured that since you have me on your show for like a half an hour every Friday.
You got it, man.
I figured it would be appropriate to have you come in and do an entire Free Talk Live with us.
Ian, so. It's great to be here with you and Mark. I had such a blast when you guys came into my studio last week. It was so much fun, and I know you were just getting over a cold, and this man across from me was just starting to get a cold, and it's good to see you guys are swinging, and you're here in New Hampshire. And for those of you who are listening outside the state, I got to tell you, we're so happy that more people are coming into the state of New Hampshire who believe in the fundamentals of free economics and individual liberty. This state used to be known as the live free or die state. Now it seems to be the live off somebody else or die state. And we've got to keep things going.
That's the direction it's going in. I think the free staters that have come in here have managed to sort of quell that a little bit at this point. But we definitely need more liberty-minded people coming in here. I think it's going to turn into the destination for those of this mindset.
Grit your teeth, everybody. Get here and work hard. If you're getting disenfranchised, you're feeling disenfranchised, look at what these two gentlemen from Free Talk Live have done. They came here, they followed their principles, and it's impressive. And in addition to that, they're really nice guys, too.
Well, we do have, of course, stuff to talk about here tonight on Free Talk Live, and we're going to start things out with some poll results that you brought in, Mark. What's going on?
Well, from thinkprogress.com, a new poll says that 71% of Iraqis want U.S. forces to withdraw within a year. It's a program on international policy attitudes released a new poll on Iraqi public opinion today, which finds that 7 in 10 Iraqis want U.S.-led forces to commit to withdraw within 1 year. Moreover, an overwhelming majority believes that U.S. military presence in Iraq is provoking more conflict than it is preventing. The poll is conducted during the first week of September. Here are some of the key findings. Now, they do some bar charts here, which are obviously say what they said. Overall, 71% of people want us out within 1 year, and 37% want us out in 6 months. And that's split between the Shias, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. 74% of the Shia want us out, 91% of the Sunnis want us out within a year, and 35% of the Kurds want us out within a year. That corresponds with the Kurds. 65% of them want 2 years and only reduce as the security situation improves. So essentially the Kurds want us there and the Shias and the Sunnis want us out. And pretty badly.
And it's interesting, Ian, because those poll results about the worries of more violence and so on, they mirror the NIE report that was leaked out and told us that, you know, our presence in Iraq is starting to inspire more hatred and these diffuse cells around the world.
Right. Well, as though we didn't already know that. We've known that for a long time. It's just now that it's being confirmed by the government.
It's common sense. You can't fight a war without collateral damage, and there's been plenty of it in Iraq. And when an innocent person's family is killed, then they may very well decide that the best way to handle that is by becoming a terrorist themselves. So we're creating terrorists in Iraq. There's some more numbers if you want.
Did you do the 6 out of 10 one? I might have missed that if you did that. 6 in 10 Iraqis approve of attacks on U.S. troops.
Wow.
That's down here. Yeah, that's down a little farther.
That one apparently is up from fewer than half in an earlier poll back in January.
Can you imagine? I mean, 6 out of 10 Iraqis think it's a good idea to attack U.S. soldiers.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
That's amazing.
I can imagine that Americans would have a similar result if there was the Red Chinese in their streets killing people, blowing up buildings.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, guys. Tony Blankley was on our show, yesterday or the day before.
Who's that?
He's the editorial page editor of the Washington Times, a former speech guy for Newt Gingrich. He is a self-proclaimed libertarian, but still probably within the Republican Party. And he's the author of this book called The West's Last Chance. And he's done this long, intensive study on radical Islam rising up from the 1930s in Egypt and so on and so forth, and Wahhabism and the madrasas and all those things. But it was interesting because, you know, I've held for a long time, and I'm sure you guys feel the same way, and maybe the listeners out there, they feel the same way, and of course, sound off if you feel differently. But the thing that gets me is our presence in the Middle East has our ties to Israel, our constant feeding of money, taxpayer money involuntarily taken from people, has inspired so much hatred. Osama bin Laden recruited people because of these four planks. We were allied with the Zionist Israelis, and you know the Israelis, fine people, whatever. But we, I mean, what value
sure,
was
like
there for
them.
The United States to be associated with them? Exactly, allied
right.
with them, and it inspired more hatred. Then we had bases in Saudi Arabia, and they said on sacred Saudi soil. We were putting an embargo against Iraq, and Osama bin Laden used this as a political tool to recruit people. And saying that, you know, we were harming Iraqi women and children. And there was one other plank, and it had nothing to do with Western culture that you hear from Benjamin Netanyahu
right.
or any of that stuff. It was all, look, they are here, and we're going to go after them. Now the jihad has expanded. And of all people, Tony Blankley, you know, he's worked with Newt Gingrich and everything. He said, yeah, you know what? We can look back at the past 50 years of American foreign policy in the Middle East. Beirut, our association with Israel, all these different types of things, handing money out hand over fist, the Kuwait War in the early 90s, and we can say we made a lot of mistakes. And we probably, if we hadn't done those things, we might not have had these guys coming after us the way they're going after us now.
I think it's more than just probably. I think it's definite. I mean, why else would they want to come after us? If we'd left them alone, if we'd never gotten involved in their politics and in their area of the world, why would they come over here?
Well, this poll is clear. 71% want us out in a year. These people want their country back. And if they want their country back, they want their section of the world back. There's no reason for the United States to be setting up satellite offices in the Middle East. I mean, we have bases in 130-something out of 190 UN member states. I mean, that's all over the world.
So what's the line from the New Bomb Turks? It's a song called Grandpa Atomic. They go, if we're going to be the police of the world, I want my donuts free.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that, you guys, is like when I was talking with Tony Blankley, Tony, even though I have to give him his due, he said, given that, where do we go from here? Now, he's of the mind, I asked him, do we stay or do we go? You know, the old clash idea. And he thinks that we should go in with more force.
No, stop it.
It's so problematic.
It's just amazing. And that's funny that you say that, because we were asking, I was asking the question, I think it was yesterday or earlier this week, about how this, you know, this government report now has come out saying that we've created more terror. And I said, well, what's George Bush going to say to this? What's Rush Limbaugh going to say? You know, it's time to kill more. We're just not killing enough. That's all.
You predicted it. Now, Tony, and I have to give him his due again. He said, look, you know, if you look back at Nazi Germany in World War II, when we firebombed Dresden and things like that, as terrible as those things were, and we can talk about the rationale of getting into World War II and FDR and all that idiocy, which I think really needs to be addressed. But he said, you know, the Germans, there were a lot of Germans who hated us then. But once you overcome with overwhelming force, once you get things settled down, then things change. He says, we're in that stage now, and he thinks that things are going to change.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I could be convinced that the Germans loved us after we firebombed them, or that the Japanese all of a sudden started buying more American products after we destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I don't know if you can make a persuasive case on that.
It's incredible.
Well, I think as over time the wounds heal. For instance, I used to work with a guy who was in his 70s, and this was 10 years ago, so he'd be in his 80s now, assuming he's still alive. And he was in the Western theater, the Eastern theater of World War II. He fought the Japanese.
Yeah.
He hated Japanese people like you wouldn't believe.
That's right.
He just loathed them. You know, every time you talk about a Japanese person, he'd tell a story of what happened when he was in the military. Supposedly, he carried the body of a friend that they had eaten.
Years later, he still hates them.
He hates them. But
it's not a very persuasive case for mending the wounds over time.
It doesn't, no.
I wonder where he got his electronics.
Well, I'm sure he's buying
commerce.
Stuff from Japan.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. There's been another obscenity prosecution. We'll bring you the news. More on the way. You take control. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to.
and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where everything's totally free. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, go and download it right there on the front page of the website. Goes back for an entire year. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives. We give it all away, and it's all right there on the front page of the site. So go get them, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we've got Gardner Goldsmith sitting in the studio here with us tonight. By the way, Gardner, you, your website is libertyconspiracy.com.
Indeed, absolutely. And people can head over there. They'll find articles and information about state stories, and they can sign up for our downloadable sound files from the show, various people with whom we chat, and skits and things that we do. And they can also just play them.
Is that a podcast? Do you have your own podcast?
We have podcasts. People can sign up for the pods, and we automatically send them to them once they're posted. And then they can also go to the site itself and grab them.
Cool.
So that's cool. And we're going to be expanding it a little bit, introducing a forum very soon at Liberty Conspiracy.
Oh, yes. Good
Can't
idea.
Wait. Yeah, I'm psyched.
Great way to build community amongst your listeners.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. Yeah. And so I'm very happy about it. And we cover a lot of, for those people who are in the interested in the Free State Project, as you mentioned, we cover a lot of state information. And it's the kind of thing that I think is really key for people to be able to find out if they're coming to the state, you know, state constitution.
Yeah, if anybody's clued in, if anybody's clued into what's going on with state politics in New Hampshire, it's got to be you. I mean,
you are
in the loop. But that's not what we're here to talk
about.
You
have lots of do you have any links to punk rock music on your
We have a lot. Yeah, absolutely. Danko Jones is, I put a ton of stuff in there. In fact, I put in a whole bunch of YouTube links to Iggy and the Stooges and Radio Birdman and lots of things like that.
Now, isn't G.G. Allin buried in New Hampshire?
You know, I don't know if he's buried in New Hampshire, but a buddy of mine used to play bass for him.
Mm-hmm.
We went
I'm
to high
sure
school
he
together.
Is.
Yeah, and he grew up
and
around the Henniker area. And G.G., you know, G.G.'s interesting. He's legendary in that he was, you know, completely foul and awful. And,
oh, yeah.
I used to see him around Boston all the time because I went to Boston University. So he had moved down there a few years before I did, and he was a little older than I was. And I could just see his degeneration. And, you know, he started off with G.G. Allin and the Jabbers, and then he got worse and worse and worse, and he got hooked on drugs and stuff. And
I'd say that he was hooked like nobody's business.
Yeah, well, early on, he was like, you know, Mr. Straight Edge guy, but he was unbalanced. He was screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
And my buddy who played bass for him is just, you know, a regular guy, hardcore left-winger, actually works for Fox News now, of all things. And so he got away, you know, very early on. He never experienced any of that stuff. But he played on such songs as You Hate Me and I Hate You and stuff. So, yeah, Gigi's sort of legendary around.
Well, now that we've had the punk reunion here, you have to remember, there's probably a bunch of people listening that have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, true, that's true. I was thinking, you know, thinking about the state of New Hampshire and how great it is to be around here. But I got to tell you, you know, sometimes I think, okay, Free State guys, we need you here because there are more and more people moving up in Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, and they bring their ideology with them. So
we need to do the same thing.
Yeah. That's my final plug for the Free State Project tonight. But please, guys, you got to get here, okay?
Exactly. 800-259-9231, toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Are we done with these poll results, Mark, that you brought up? Were there some more interesting tidbits?
I can, you know, I'd like to go over them individually if I could.
Yeah.
A large majority of Iraqis, 71%, say would like the Iraqi government to ask for U.S.-led forces to be withdrawn from Iraq within a year or less. Given four options, 37% take the position that they would like U.S. forces withdrawn within 6 months, while another 34% opt for gradually withdrawing U.S.-led forces according to a one-year timeline.
Support. That's over 71% that want us out within the next year.
Right, and most of the reason it's not significantly higher is because of the Kurds. It would be in the 80s.
You take them out. If you take the Kurds out, then what is it?
Yeah, then it would be in the 80th something percentile,
like upper 80s.
Upper 80s, somewhere around there. You'd have to average 74 and 91, and you know, go from
tremendous.
There. Support for attacks against U.S. led forces has increased sharply to 61%, 27% strongly. 34% somewhat. This represents a 14-point increase from January 2006, when only 47% of Iraqis supported attacks.
You always have to wonder on questions like that, you know, how much, if you're an Iraqi and an AP member or whoever was conducting the poll comes around and says, yeah, we'd like to ask
a white guy.
You're right, some white guy. Yeah, I'd like to ask you some questions about how you feel about American occupation. First question, do you support killing American troops? I mean, how many of the Iraqis are really going to be honest with their feelings? Obviously, 61% at least were honest, but how many of the remaining 39% were being a little conciliatory with their true feelings? Maybe they were concerned that the poll wasn't quite anonymous. Maybe they were concerned with being outed by somebody. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I would be too forthcoming with my opinions.
It's interesting, the psychology as you brought up. That's quite interesting.
More broadly, 79% of Iraqis say that U.S. is having a negative influence on the situation in Iraq. 79% say we are a negative influence on the situation in Iraq.
Well, how could... I mean, what... I want to know what the 21% have to say there about what the positive influence is. I mean, what are the positive influences?
Only 14 say it's positive. There's
an unsure factor?
Unsure factor, yeah.
So what are the 14%? I mean, what things can you enumerate that have been really positive about what we've done to that country?
They're involved in the graft and the corruption.
Yeah,
on the payroll.
I was going to say, maybe they're working for a U.S. company or something.
That's a good point. Aren't we paying the Iraqi government as well at this point?
I imagine we're supporting it almost entirely.
Right. So we're shelling out the cash, so of course they're going to be for us.
Hundreds of billions of dollars we've spent, $500 billion on this war.
Yes, I'm very supportive of this. I'm getting a new paycheck now.
You remember the stories of the Halliburton companies with just... footballs, they called them footballs of cash that they, you know, just spread around and do whatever they want to do. And I imagine lots of it went in their pockets, too.
You bet.
Well, didn't they just approve another armed services bill just in the past 36 hours or so?
Yeah, Congress is approving all kinds of stuff right now.
Right. Who can say no to the troops, right? I mean, you can't say no to the defense spending, so-called defense.
Well, John Kerry said yes, and then he said no. So, you know, that's cool with John Kerry. I don't know. But the guys, you think about all the places we go around the world and how few of them, first of all, we have no declared war. And that.
Haven't had one of those for decades.
It's incredible. And that was another great point.
The last one.
Yeah. And all of the legal problems that we're running into with the Hamdi case and what they're going through today, and I can't wait for us to get to that one. That'll be great. With this, how are we going to treat detainees? Are we going to give them habeas corpus? Are they going to be treated under the Geneva Conventions? It all stems from them intentionally not declaring war.
Well, I'd have to agree to that to some extent, but some of the people that are captured are warriors for the other side.
Yeah.
But some of the people are just civilians that they classified as spies. Now, I'm sure we just shot our spies back in World War II, which, you know, I mean, in Afghanistan, we were just giving money over to the chieftains saying, hey, help us be on the lookout for terrorists, and we'll pay you for every terrorist you bring in, every informant. I mean, you know, that's just a great way to punish your friends, or excuse me, reward your friends and punish your enemies with that kind of situation.
Yeah, I'd round up anybody that owed me money.
I don't know what we're supposed to do with those people in Guantanamo.
800.
I mean, they scare the crap out of me.
259-9231, that's toll free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Gardner, you actually were doing a presentation in front of some high school kids today. We're going to talk about that and your calls about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Give the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, where you can, well, create and edit everything that everyone else has created and edited. If you see something you think is wrong, you just go in and change it. And then again, so can everybody else. So if you make something and they think it's wrong, they can change it too. It's a weird dynamic, but it works because you guys have created over 850 unique pages on your own. All we did was flip the wiki on and said, go to it, and you did indeed. So go there and explore it. It's free like everything else on our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. We're going to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, John.
I wanted to take issue with this guest that you have over there that's blaming Massachusetts people moving to New Hampshire for corrupting the state.
Hit me, John.
I think I recognize that voice over there, and it's good to hear it.
How you doing, man?
Fine, thank you. Hey, Gardner, I think that you realize that this is sometimes the truth, and it's also sometimes a huge smokescreen that politicians can hide behind.
Yeah.
I'll give you one example. You know how you see the red and blue map in the presidential elections, and they
right
can
on
do it from, you know, from states down to counties and down to towns?
Yeah.
I actually did one of those using green and yellow for Benson and Lynch. And if you look at where Benson won, who was as good as any libertarian could hope
for
in
governor,
an
yeah,
elected
Benson,
office.
Republican, right.
He's the guy that, just for anybody outside of the area, obviously, since we have international audience, Benson is the guy who essentially welcomed the Free Staters.
Sure.
He put out like an official welcome mat for the Free Staters.
Yeah.
And he was then defeated, I guess, in the most recent election.
Well, I think the reason that he was defeated was because Republicans like to talk a lot about limited government, and this was a guy that got elected as a Republican and actually did it, so I think he probably pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah,
but I think
what I
did when I actually colored in the maps of all the towns around here with yellow and green so that it, you know, became really obvious. And Benson won in most of the towns and small communities around the border, which are the clear places where Massachusetts people are moving to.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a myth. And the union leader has had opinion pieces in the past which talked about, you know, before there was this pressure to have roll call votes, a lot of people, politicians in various parts of the states, particularly Republicans,
yeah,
could hide behind, oh, it's those damn Massachusetts people coming up here. Well, guess what? We're refugees. We know what big government did, and we came here for reasons,
yeah,
on the most part.
That's right, and thank God. You know, it's interesting. It's like we've seen the enemy, and the enemy are us, huh?
Yeah, so what the union leader, the one that comes to mind, is where they were talking about before the roll call votes, they could use this as an excuse, and there's certain pressure from various groups to have roll call votes, and these people cannot hide behind the smoke screen of, oh, it's somebody else, which is, of course, what politicians always do.
I'm a little lost. What's this roll call vote thing? I mean,
legislature votes, very often they'll do a voice vote.
Right.
You know,
you can
all
call
the
for
yeas
a roll
say
call.
Yay, all the nays say
yeah,
nay.
I see.
And nobody's name goes down. And there's certain groups who are forcing roll call votes, so people have to attach their names.
I think that's a
vote.
Good idea.
Yeah,
it's working really well, and it's exposing the myth.
Because they do that stuff.
Guys like me.
Right. And we're glad you're here, John. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
all right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, John, you betcha.
800-259-9231. They do that stuff at the national level as well, these voice votes, where it's just like whichever one's loudest is what wins,
oh,
right?
Absolutely, man. And, you know, here in New Hampshire, what's great is a lot of the people who are tied in with the Libertarians are the ones who are calling for these roll call votes. And so these people got to go on record in our legislature. There's a thing called the House Republican Alliance, and then, of course, there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Don Gorman, all these other people. Rich Tommaso is involved. A lot of guys who are involved. Some of them starting to run. A lot of free staters have moved in. And they're calling for roll call votes. And then at the end of each session, each year, and we used to have biannual sessions, which were much better rather than the annual sessions because the politics.
Biannual meaning once every 2 years?
Every 2 years, yeah. It was great. And
meaning the politician, the legislators wouldn't meet more often than once every 2 years?
Exactly.
Well, they can't do much damage that way, can they?
Right, I like
right.
that idea.
Now they meet every year, and on every other year they have a budget year, and then every other year they have a budget and legislation year, and then 1 year during the cycle they have just legislation. So we're coming back with it.
That's what we need, more legislation. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's exciting. But, you know, it's interesting. John makes an interesting point. And the only thing I can say to you, John, is, and this is purely anecdotal, I think your study is probably much more valid. And I remember you mentioned that to me once before, John. I grew up in New Hampshire. So, you know, I moved here when I was 3 and with my family. And I was raised by wolves, but I chose to come up. But it was a great choice that my parents made.
You were raised by a patch of wild daisies.
Yeah, right on, man. And
that explains why I saw you sniffing your crotch earlier.
I was raised by G.G. Allen. But anyway, but it was funny because we used to make this joke about bad Massachusetts drivers and how awful they were versus how good we were. And there was always, we used to call them mass-holes.
Assholes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there really was. They even had an ad campaign when Mike Dukakis was governor, "A little courtesy won't kill you," because they looked like such buffoons. And I realized in the mid-90s, usually what happened was if you got cut off in traffic in southern New Hampshire, you could predict with a pretty high rate of reliability it was going to be a Massachusetts plate in front of you in the car that cut you off.
Okay.
And I realized in the mid-90s, I couldn't make that prediction as reliably anymore.
Huh.
Because now they were New Hampshire plates, and I was like, "This is." And a lot of people I would talk to, like, they're like, "Yeah, it's getting worse." And you know, it could be
you're
just
saying
a
it was
function.
People with New Hampshire plates that were cutting you off, in the
right,
minority.
Right, and
meaning that they had moved from New Hampshire.
So I looked at it, yeah, and at about the same time, we saw a swing towards much more liberal policies. A woman named Jean Shaheen, a former teacher, tied in with the Democrat apparatus big time. She became governor. One of the most daft people I've ever seen in politics, just a complete dunderhead. And I thought to myself, oh no, they're all here. Now it's possible that I think John's analysis might be on the ball, but I just got my gut reaction.
So you were actually, since we're talking about New Hampshire, you were I guess at a high school today, Gardner.
Oh yeah,
what was
yeah.
the occasion?
Yeah, well, I live in the town of Amherst, and Amherst, yes, you have to have your jaws wide shut. Yes, it's a very egalitarian town. Yes, blue blood. Yes. And we have a high school there called Sauhegan High School
okay.
Near the Sauhegan River.
It's a government high school.
Indeed, it is. Yes, a government high school. And there is a good guy who works there named Mike Fox, who's a history teacher there. I went to high school with him. He was a year behind me.
Okay.
And so he called me up, invited me over, because he was going to have a panel of people, a couple Democrats, a Republican, and he wanted to get me in to talk about our political philosophy and our principles.
Great.
So, yeah, we sat down with two classes, mixed classes of history and English, for 2 hours. They came in. One group and then another group, and we got to sort of answer questions and hash it out. And it was so cool, because the smart thing to do, folks, if you're ever in one of those panels, is make sure that the lefties go before you. Okay, make sure the socialists go before you, because you'll take notes on what they say, and then you can refute everything they say and make them look really, really silly. Sometimes if they go after you, you're going to be like, oh, why didn't I add this extra little bit, because they're talking about this and I can come back and answer it, and you don't have time. So it was great afterwards. We talked about things like government plowing of the roads, government roads themselves, government education,
really?
Medical care. Yeah, and these guys were in ninth grade.
Did you find that as the lone libertarian-minded person on the panel that you were setting the tone for the debate?
It became that way. Yeah, absolutely right. Everything, I had to pull back a little bit, so I didn't want the other people to get angry at me.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. Yeah, you're right.
Because I haven't had the opportunity. I've done high school presentations before just by myself.
Yeah.
And it's always been really well received, and I've really enjoyed doing it, because, I mean, kids just don't come across this message normally, and when they finally hear it, they're like, Yeah, I agree with that.
It was so cool, yeah.
But I've never had to do it with other people of different political philosophies on the same stage. However, when Mark and I went to the Talkers Magazine radio convention this year, there was what they called the Radio Rumble. And there's
Let's
a variety.
Get ready to rumble!
Right, there's a variety of talk show hosts up there, you know, from the left and from the right, but they didn't have anybody of a libertarian mindset, and I just sort of thought that if one of us was to have been thrown into that mix, it would have totally changed the entire debate.
Because it's so different.
Right, because the Republicans and Democrats fighting back and forth over their silly little left versus right paradigm.
Absolutely.
And we would have gone in there and just essentially thrown a bomb into the entire assembly, and it would have been totally different. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Gardner here. I'm sorry. We haven't actually given Gardner the ground rules here. At this point, Gardner Goldsmith joining us in the studio. He is our third man on the show.
I am the third man.
And you can, of course, call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Mark here, as always.
Yes, I am.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you everything for free, but if you want to help support the show, the best way, one of the best ways to do it is to shop with us via Amazon. Yeah, you know them, the world's largest internet retailer with 35 different categories of products, everything from DVDs to books to, I mean, office products, accessories, clothing, you name it. They pretty much sell it. I mean, even marital aids, groceries. I mean, it's all there.
It's awesome.
What you want to do is you want to enter through our website. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you enter at amazon.freetalklive.com, then anything you order at that point, we'll get a percentage of. So it's simple. It's Amazon just simply rewarding us for sending them the business. You're going to do your shopping online anyway.
That's smart.
So there's no reason not to go through amazon.freetalklive.com.
And there's so much great stuff in Amazon.
It's amazing.
You know
great
what I love
prices,
about,
too.
Yeah, you know what's cool about Amazon is the programmers there, the way they set up their stuff, being able to give you suggestions. If you like this, go for this. Just awesome. Because a lot of times when I'm scheduling people on my show, I want to get authors on, that sort of thing, I'd be like, oh, man, that looks cool, too. So you get, it's like a two-for-one. Then you contact the publisher. Wow, hey, this is great, you know?
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
And the thing I really like about Amazon is the user reviews. Like,
oh,
if you see a product and you're not so sure about it, scroll down the page, and then there's user reviews by the people who have purchased that product.
Absolutely.
And, they're honest about it. Like, sometimes products aren't so hot, and they don't have the greatest rating.
Hey, can
stay away.
You know, Ian, Mark, can we just take an aside? You know, you're talking about Amazon.
Sure.
This whole thing with Clinton and Chris Wallace.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, Clinton getting interviewed by Chris Wallace on Fox News, they broadcast
it. They tried to sideswipe him.
Yeah, and what they had done was they had set up a half hour. They got Clinton to agree to come in and talk about things if they would have half of it be about this thing, the Clinton Global Initiative.
Okay.
And half of it be about whatever Fox News wanted it to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Chris Wallace comes in the interview. And the first thing he does is he asks a question about the Clinton Global Initiative, right?
Sure.
Then he veers off away from that and starts getting into, he says, you know, Mr. President, when I announced that you were going to be appearing here on Fox News, I was surprised. I got a lot of emails from many viewers. And the number one question, I was surprised, the number one question they wanted me to ask was, why didn't you do more to get Osama bin Laden? Which, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, that is a total rhetorical ploy. First of all, even if those people did write those letters, which I don't think they did, you're using it in order to introduce the topic and get into it.
Right.
I don't think they did write those letters. Even if they did, why would you be surprised? You work for Fox News, for God's sake. Of course they're going to want to ask you about that.
Well, Gallup did a poll on this this week, and it's here, let's see. According to this, President Bush is more to blame than former President Clinton for the fact that Osama bin Laden has not been captured, according to a new Gallup poll.
Interesting.
George Bush, 53% of respondents said that they blame George Bush. The question is, who do you blame more for the fact that Osama bin Laden has not been captured, George W. Bush or Bill Clinton?
Uh-huh.
53% George Bush, 36% Bill Clinton, and 11%, of course, had no opinion.
Well, that's very interesting that you bring that up, Mark.
36% is essentially the amount of people that are registered Republicans. Those people would vote for Joseph Stalin if he was running under the red ticket.
Well, you know what fascinated me, though, is that this was later played on YouTube. And, you know, Clinton got really angry. And what I did was I took sound bites of it, and I was actually listening to it. I didn't watch it. If you listen to it and listen to the content of what Clinton said, there are some things where he's clearly being, you know, deceptive, very, very thin truths or half-truths, shrouding lies and things like that. And there are times when he has some valid points. But the key thing is that this went over to YouTube. And it's gotten like 900,000 or like a million
downloads.
Watches.
Okay.
Yeah. And what amazes me is YouTube is in the news now because the Universal Music Group they're thinking about bringing suit against YouTube because YouTube has all these old videos now.
Right.
And it's like, look. MTV isn't even playing the videos.
You mean old videos.
I mean old videos.
Like,
yeah, I said new. Yeah, 80s stuff. Anything. Yeah, the way MTV started, you can get it now. And it's better than MTV because you can get what you want.
When you want it.
You can find anything. You can get old Frank Zappa stuff. You can get Motorhead. You can get Sex Pistols doing Hawkwind. It's amazing.
And they're suing them.
They're suing.
They're going to.
It looks like they might unless they can come up with some sort of deal.
Now,
and
yesterday they had come up with a deal.
Well, that's it. I didn't get to see that. And
any
I
idea
think
about what?
I don't
what
know.
What are you
going to
do? Charge?
I didn't pay
for
a lot
it?
Of attention to it because you know.
What are you going to do? Charge
well,
for these old
that's
videos?
It. I think they're going to make it like an iPod thing or something like that, where you can become a signatory.
Who wants to pay for an old 80s music?
People are just going to move around. They'll go to another source.
Right.
And
yeah.
This intellectual property thing just drives me up the wall. And I know that. Yeah, I was working doing script writing stuff at the Outer Limits in Vancouver in 96, and I was talking to this guy that I thought was an intelligent guy, and he had gone to Cornell and studied astronomy, he was doing script writing, and I was working on a story where they had no patent or copyright protection, no artificial government control over the so-called intellectual property thing. It was all done through private contract and the paradigm of breach of contract, that sort of thing.
Right, we were talking about this earlier this week, the idea of, well, when we've talked about intellectual property in the past, before I was better versed on the subject of more of a market-based protection system,
yeah.
Mark would always he'd put me up on the ropes on the issue. And now I'm pretty convinced that with contract insurance,
absolutely.
There'd be no question that
absolutely.
Intellectual
people
property
would
be protected.
Absolutely. People would still see the questions people ask all the time are, oh, well, would people still put products out if they knew they could be reverse engineered? Or would they still put out a piece of artwork or music or something if they knew it could just spread fluidly through the Internet?
Books.
Yeah, books and things like that. And you say to yourself, yeah, you know, the way you got to do it is you'd have large houses that would grow. Because they would be respected and they would have a certain amount of prestige because they could be trusted. And people would go to them. If you purchase from these things, there would be a signatory thing, kind of like Underwriters Laboratory. You know, electricians and people doing carpentry and things like that will make sure that they get their stuff stamped by Underwriters Laboratory. And
sure.
It's a private organization. You don't need the FDA. You don't need anybody. And they're going to be liable. If they're doing a bad job, somebody else will take over. Same thing with this, I think. Copyright protection, that sort of thing. And, what I feel is when I buy a product, it should be mine. And I don't want prior stipulations put on to me by government politicians that say, oh, you can't do this because Sonny Bono died and we named a bill in 1998 the Sonny Bono Copyright Protection Act. It's bogus. It's completely ridiculous.
I like monopoly protection. As
yeah.
Or monopoly privilege as an alternative.
Yeah. Term. So I'll find out about YouTube tomorrow, and if anybody knows about it, they can give us a call. I've got a guy who writes for the Eagle Times.
As far as the deal, you mean?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Before we go to hour number two, I want you to finish your story.
Oh, about the
last segment about the kids.
Yeah.
You gave a presentation at a high school today. There was like a couple of liberal types, one conservative type, or whatever that means.
Yeah, right.
And then afterwards, what happened?
Oh, it was great, Ian. This guy, it was so cool. This guy, the teacher, finished everything off. I had to go. I had to leave. I have an hour drive to more to get to the station. And all of a sudden, like, I'm getting ready to go, and like one of these students, he's sort of like hanging back, and then he turns to me, and he's like, hey, you know, I wanted to ask you. And then another student comes over, and then another student. All these students come over. I had like six kids around me, and it was really neat. They all were interested in this idea, and they're like, yeah, wouldn't this happen if you did this? I'm like, yeah, exactly. You got it. And I looked over at the other people, the Democrats and the Republican, and they were all talking to each other. And it was so cool. I was like, this is great. And the teacher came out, and he walked me back out to the office so I could sign out of the government school and feel like I was free. And he's a great guy. He's a really good teacher. And it was really interesting because he said, hey, did you see how those kids reacted? I was like, yeah, that was really neat. He goes, yeah, we'll have to have you back. Like, oh, man, that's
exactly
cool. Yeah,
they really do react. I mean, we've had so many young people come across Free Talk Live because we're obviously out there on the internet. Podcasting's really hot,
yeah.
And of course, it's hotter amongst teens and young people. And it's just, I'm a little jealous personally when I see somebody who's 16, 17, 18, and they have the concepts of liberty down pat at that age.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that I didn't know all that at that age. I only wish. I could have known then what I know now, like they do.
Hey, but, you know, I wish my dad were here. He died in 2003. It's coming up 3 years ago in November. And my father was born in 1917. They used to walk down the street with 22-gauge, you know, shotguns and rifles over their shoulders to take pot shots of cans off the beach. And he was a proto-libertarian. And, man, if he could see what you guys are doing, he'd be so psyched.
You're pretty excited. Hour number two is coming up. We're coming back with more. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Still to come, obscenity prosecution. There's another one. We've brought you these stories before, and it's continuing. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.